Sports. 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 Sports news. Sports stories. A new year of time even. Sports opinions. It's the Sports Dump with Will Pinkelly.
That's right. It is the Sports Dump here for Monday, June 5th. I am your host, Joe Canale, and you are listening to the Sports Dump. All the sports, scores, stories, news, and whatever that can be fit into one sitting. So, big weekend of sports this past weekend. Championship games in the NHL and the NBA. And so, why don't we get right to that? In the NBA last night, the Golden State Warriors continue to make us think this is not going to be a series at all by blowing out the Cleveland Cavaliers. 113 for Cavs, 132, I think, for the Golden State Warriors. I'll only tell you the important stuff, folks, which is why that score was just, you know, kind of random and approximated. The point being, Steph Curry got a triple-double. LeBron James got a triple-double. Kevin Garnett had an even better game than either of them. And right now, it looks like it's not a series at all. Now, I will remind everyone that the series was 3-1 last year and 2-0 Golden State in favor before the Cavs came back and won. So it ain't over yet, I guess, but it sure does look like it is. So again, even if it's only a 4-game series, that should take us into next weekend because they're stretching this thing out so GD far. It's been pretty boring so far, and that's very disappointing, especially since everyone was counting on the Cavs and the Warriors to meet in the finals all season. So we've basically been waiting all season for a blowout. Congrats, NBA. Moving on to other championship games that people are perhaps even less interested in. On Saturday, the Nashville Predators won their first finals game ever, actually, and closed the series gap to 2-1 for the Pittsburgh Penguins leading. That game was, I think, 4-1. Again, the scores are not the most important thing about this podcast. If you want them to be better, just tweet me that you want me to be a little more accurate on the scores, and I'll do that for you. But until then, we're just going to give you the winners and the general margin, and that should be enough. Now, I will say something, a little prediction here. I predicted a sweep in that NHL Finals. Didn't happen, so I'm wrong on that. But I will say this right now. I like to get these things down early. If the Penguins win this series, Sidney Crosby will retire on top. Just putting that out there. Just putting that out there. Okay. And one other point of interest in that game is that when the Penguins lost, it's reported that Sidney Crosby told Nashville Predators star P.K. Subban that he had bad breath. And that was annoying him. And I've seen some stuff on the internet of how that's actually beneficial to Nashville that he's got such bad breath. And if you are a listener to the Sports Widow podcast, which is the other podcast on this network that I do with my wife, Molly Erdman, you also know that I often am accused of having very bad breath on that podcast by my wife. So maybe it's a tool. Maybe it helps helps me in the podcasting. Or maybe I should take up a career in the NHL where that could really serve me. Either way, that's your championship series news. And now we move on to, of course, Major League Baseball. A lot of scores this week, and I'm not going to give you all of them. But I am going to give you, you know, the basics. So the scores yesterday, Sunday, June 4th, as I'm bringing them up on my computer. I don't have them memorized. Come on. Who do you think I am? On Sunday, the Sunday night game, going backwards, was the Cubs against the Cardinals. The Cubs won that one by one run, and it looks like maybe they're turning things around. In other action, the Yankees lost to the Blue Jays 3-2, splitting that series up in Toronto. A lot of home runs hit in that series, quite a few. So if you want to look at the highlights, a lot of home runs. The Tigers lost to the White Sox 7-4. Upton walked off with a home run, so I guess that was a three-run home run, according to that. Just reading highlights to you folks. We'll give you the interesting news, and we'll skip the boring. The Braves beat the Reds, speaking of boring, 13-8, so it must have been an interesting game. Pirates beat the Mets 11-1, blowout. Marlins beat the Diamondbacks 6-5, and let me go back to that Mets game. Apparently there were two seventh-inning stretches because During the first seventh inning stretch, a review was going on, which continued the inning, the previous inning. Call was reversed, and so the Pirates got to hit again after the God Bless America seventh inning stretch. So that game featured two seventh inning stretches. Mortifying. How boring. Red Sox beat the Orioles in a game I wanted both teams to lose. The Phillies beat the Giants 9-7. The Giants are awful. Look for them to start trading people soon. The Brewers beat the Dodgers. That's a surprise. That Thames guy hit another home run. He hits a lot of them. He may be juiced. We don't know. I'm not saying he is. I'm just saying a lot of home runs out of nowhere. The Indians beat the Royals 8-0. The Astros beat their rivals, the Texas Rangers. The Twins beat the Angels 3-2. The Angels, whew, I almost shouldn't even report any of their news, except for the fact that, yes, Albert Pujols hit his 600th home run. It was a grand slam. It was on Saturday, I believe. Congrats, Albert, as your career kind of continues into obscurity. At least you got that 600 home runs. The Nationals winning a slugfest 11-10 over the A's. Woo! That must have been a real shootout. And the Mariners beat the Rays 7-1. Rockies beat the Padres 3-1. And as I said before, Cubs beat the Cardinals 7-6 in the big game last night. That's all the baseball scores. Now moving on, tennis. The French Open is happening. And we are almost close enough to the finals for me to start going over the scores. Actually, in a couple days when they're into the semi or the quarterfinals, that's when I'll start giving you the scores. But right now, on the women's side, it's totally up in the air. Who knows who's going to win? With Serena out, it's anybody's game. On the men's side, all the money's on Nadal, but you also have Andy Murray still in it, and you have Djokovic still in it. So some big names still there on the men's side. On the women's side, I couldn't tell you without taking some Slovakian language lessons. I could not pronounce any of those names correctly. Now, I want to finish up with just one little thing here. I want to talk about NASCAR. And nobody else wants to talk about NASCAR, I'm sure, who's listening. But for reasons that are my own, I'll just tell you, I'm in a very complicated all-sports fantasy league that takes in 10 different sports, NASCAR being one of them. So I could get into that at a later date, but I'll just tell you right now. I was watching the NASCAR event yesterday, and I was rooting for Kyle Larson, who's a young driver, because I have him in this league. It's the only reason to root for anything in NASCAR. And I was watching the last 15 laps of the race, and he was ahead by a sizable margin. He was going to win the race. Jimmy Johnson was in second place, like 3 seconds behind him. And when a car's going 180 miles an hour, 3 seconds behind is a good amount of distance, actually. So he was about to win the race. And then suddenly a car's tire falls off or something with like 2 or 3 laps to go, or after the race had ended. I'm not even sure what happened. They finished the amount of laps for the race, and then it said NASCAR overtime. I'm like, what the hell is NASCAR overtime? Well, what it is once all the debris is cleared off the field, since there was a crash near the end of the race, I guess, all the cars still in the race slow down and they line up again in the order they were in, first or second, you know, in the order they were in when the crash happened, and then they do one half lap or one complete lap to finish the race. So this whole race that this guy is winning, he'd led like 240 laps, he's way ahead, then a little crash way behind him happens, and they do this NASCAR overtime thing where they basically have a half a lap to determine if they're going to win the race. And of course the guy lost and Jimmy Johnson won. And it just points to how stupid these weird rules, these arcane, inane, unfollowable rules are in NASCAR. Race the cars, the first guy over the line wins. If your car crashes, get it off the track as fast as you can. That's all I have to say on NASCAR. If you disagree, you can go on to the Twitter account of Sports Dump Show, or you can go on to the Facebook page for the Sports Dump Show. And all of this is a subsidiary of the Sports Widow podcast, which we'll be taping an episode of later today, so look for that. We may even have my mother-in-law on there, so that could be interesting. And as always, still working on outro music, so until we get something better, I'll take you out like this. Ba 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 ba, Sports Dump.